from the point you guys took a 4-1 lead on Tuesday night, what did you like about your play?
I think we were still looking. We didn't get a lot of pucks to the net in the third. We were still looking for more offense, but the right way. We stayed pretty consistent with our game. You get into that 4-1, and we scored, I think, 5 minutes into the third. So you get to that number 5-1 usually. A lot of times your game will deteriorate. I didn't feel that. I thought Detroit worked hard right through it. You know, they had a block of time where we took advantage of it, and after that, their compete level was real high, so I thought we matched it.
You go from very few NHL games on a fourth line to a whole lot of NHL games on the fourth line with Gabriel coming in. I mean, what's the makeup of that line? What do you like about it and how it can be effective for you guys?
You're right. The difference in experience changes your interactions, right? I think when Gabriel went down earlier, he had already had 31 hits. So he knows his game, and it's defined every night. And we are always trying to show a group of three maybe areas that they can get better. But you have a real strong understanding what each one does well. They do. And because they've got experience and they understand how important it is on that line to do that every night, they have to have their game going. That experience helps. So, you know, you can play them in more situations, D-zone right draws, and they've spent more time. They generated a couple of scoring chances too, so they can get a few more minutes. It's not that one line is going to give up minutes in terms of our top three lines. We can shave a minute off each group. And that'll happen just kind of organically with how well the fourth is playing.
Logan says that they don't have to sit in the, and he enjoyed being in the video room with the two youngsters, that maybe less of that now, but they still have to do a whole lot of talking because they don't know each other yet.
Right, so there's the chemistry that comes from getting to know what the other player is going to do without a conversation on the ice. That anticipation still has to be built. Connor goes. That's it.
Just based on the success you guys have had in the one-goal game, is that a help coming into a game like this where you don't know what the end result's going to be, but you guys have faced some different adversities already this year and kind of the wounded bear a little bit?
There's kind of a known feeling on our bench when the game's tight, down one, up one, or tied. So there's no panic. We did... After the first 5 minutes of the game against Detroit, I liked our compete. I liked theirs, and they played a heck of a game against Pittsburgh. It looked almost identical to our game, and we took 38 minutes or so before we could kind of break it open. Pittsburgh was even in shots at the 10-minute mark of the second period, so we're uncomfortable in that environment. I thought we went out and played the game that was in front of us well. We'll have to do that. Yeah, it's a home game for them now. They've got a lot of things in their game righted. You know, when you see, they're on a tough stretch for sure. But there's always that wins and losses are kind of a lagging indicator to your play. Things aren't going so well when you start your slide, and then you start playing well long before you come out of it. And for me, Detroit is that team. They've come out of the things that maybe caused them to get into their slide. They're playing hard now. They're battling hard, and we're getting that tonight. So he's getting better. They're making a decision still on whether there needs to be a surgical repair on the ear or not. So they're waiting for some healing to happen before they make that decision. And once that decision's made, and it may take more time before we get to it, then they'll move on to kind of the next thing. But he's back. He is active. He is riding the bike at a certain level, and that has been increased slightly. So he is back in our room, kind of starting the process of getting back to play. But I don't have any timeline for you.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be dealing with concussion symptoms if he's on the bike that way, right?
No, right? There wouldn't be strong ones. But now in the protocol, we put players back on the bike far earlier than we used to. So even if it was a mild, very light headache, he might still go back on it the next day. So that's not necessarily an indicator that he's still going to have to pass the test. We just didn't need to have him take the test. There was no point in it early on because it didn't change anything that was going to happen with his rehab.
Is there an increased challenge in playing a team on the back-to-back like this?
Well, for sure. So let's just look at Dallas, right? We win 5-1 at home. We go in there and it's on. That's what's coming tonight. So it's almost the identical setup. they'll get the match that they want. They are at home, and teams normally have a better record at home. So, yeah, we're in for a tough one tonight.
You lost one in Truba, but the Michigan gang is still pretty solid in your dressing room. And there's guys that probably grew up wearing Red Wings jersey, and there's a little bit of Detroit in you, too. I mean, there's just still some special vibes coming here for your organization.
For sure, right? Run into Al Sabatka this morning. He's the ice maintenance fellow, the Zamboni driver. We were talking about how long he's been at it. It's his 49th season, I think. He was at the Olympia. So that gives you... So there's a lot of connections here between the young guys that we have and the people that I've crossed paths with back at the Joe Louis Arena. It is special. So lots of family, right? You get a little extra boost, I'm sure, for the players. You get the really expensive run on your credit card for tickets, and you got to win that game if you're spending that much money.
Is there something consistent in the Michigan-born guys that you see over the years, and maybe even especially the young guys that you got?
Well, this is a special place between Mr. Kermanis and the CompuWare program, and Mr. Illich and the Little Caesars program, and now there are other really strong programs here. This is truly a hockey hotbed. You get great coaching, really incredible high levels of competition in one city. The players that come out have been playing meaningful hockey, hard games from the time they're 8 years old. Like, it's a serious program. They take their hockey serious in Hockey Town. It's a great environment for these young guys to grow up in.
Do